The defense case will commence with a statement from the dock by accused number one, who personally took part in the establishment of Umkhonto and who will be able to inform the court of the beginnings of that organization and of its history up to August when he was arrested.
Well, the microphone will have to be given to accused number one if he wishes to make a statement.
My lord, I am the first accused.
Before number one starts, my lord. My lord, I don't think it's really necessary to resort to a formality in this case, seeing that number one is represented by counsel. But your lordship may deem it advisable nevertheless to just apprise number one, who I undertake knows it already, that the statement from the dock not sworn to does not carry the same effect.
I take it counsel has explained that to him.
I have explained.
Just Mr. Fisher would have explained that to him. Yes, very well.
My lord, I am the first accused. I hold a bachelor's degree in arts and practiced as an attorney in Johannesburg for a number of years in partnership with Mr. Oliver Tambo, a co-conspirator in this case. I am a convicted prisoner serving 5 years for leaving the country without a permit and for inciting people to go on strike at the end of May 1961. I admit immediately that I was one of the persons who helped to form Umkhonto weSizwe and that I played a prominent role in its affairs until I was arrested in August 1962. In the statement which I am about to make, I shall correct certain false impressions which have been created by state witnesses. Among other things, I will demonstrate that certain of the acts referred to in the evidence were not and could not have been committed by Umkhonto. I will also deal with the relationship between the African National Congress and with the part which I personally have played in the affairs of both organizations. I shall deal also with the part played by the Communist Party. In order to explain these matters properly, I will have to explain what Umkhonto set out to achieve, what methods it prescribed for the achievement of these objects, and why these methods were chosen. I will also have to explain how I became involved in the activities of these organizations. At the outset, I want to say that the suggestion made by the state in its opening that the struggle in South Africa is under the influence of foreigners or communists is wholly incorrect. I have done whatever I did both as an individual and as a leader of my people. Because of my experience in South Africa and my own proudly felt African background, and not because of what any outsider might have said. In my youth, in the Transkei, I listened to the elders of my tribe telling stories of the old days. Among the tales they related to me were those of wars fought by our ancestors in defense of the fatherland. The names of Dingane and Bambata, Hinsa and Makana, Skungati and Dalasile, Mshweshwe and Sikukuni were praised as the pride and the glory of the entire African nation. I hoped then that life might offer me the opportunity to serve my people and make my own humble contribution to their freedom struggle. This is what has motivated me in all that I have done in relation to the charges made against me in this case.